Hello? You are welcome to Living Seed. We bless our Father who has been drawing you to this program and even today. Living Seed comes your way with a plea to our God and our Father to equip you to overcome the world. This edition of Living Seed brings you a continuation of the messages on the guidepost to the end time believer, which has been on as we have continued to study in the first epistle of John. You can experience this miracle of a daily victory over the enemy on the way to heaven. To do this, you must carefully pay attention to the guidepost that God has erected for us. Watch carefully this guidepost of our prayer life that God points to in your life today on Living Seed. Invite others to watch with you as you all listen on this program. Do feel free to write us today. The address is Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Do please bow in prayer as I invite a Bible teacher on this program to bring us the message, Brother Igbile Akoni.
Shall we pray together? Lord in heaven, we bless you for your faithfulness. We exhort you for your loving kindness, for your readiness to stand by us and fulfill your word in our lives. Today, Lord, we have come again together with our brothers, our sisters, our friends, and listeners to look unto you for instruction. We ask, Lord, that you speak clearly to us and bring your mind to become plainly clear in our midst. Holy Spirit, we ask as your word opens unto us, let us find bread, let us find the seed therein, let it mix with faith within our hearts. Thank you, Father, for hearing us, for we have prayed together in Jesus' name. Amen. Once more, we love to thank God that he has brought us your way once more. And we would love to continue and maybe begin to conclude our series of studies on the epistles of 1 John as we look at the guideposts unto the end time believer. We had spent all the several weeks looking at several issues that God brought our way as we study 1 John. Today we are going to take our scripture from 1 John chapter 5 from verse 10. We'll read from verse 10 down quickly to verse 21. We hope that as we study again today, the Spirit of God will give you illumination. Verse 10. He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believeth not, God had made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death, I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and that we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. May God bless his word to our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, before we begin to draw conclusions on the whole issues that God has confronted us with in this book of 1 John, I'd like to draw your attention to this next guidepost. There are two that I want to combine together, if it is possible today. The guidepost of our assurance and of our prayer life. The guidepost of our assurance and of our prayer life. I want to draw your attention to see that as you pass on through this world in the end time, one thing you must not leave behind is the assurance of your salvation, the assurance of your position in God, the assurance of your relationship with God and what God has offered you. This is very important. And that also forms the basis even for an effective prayer life, especially in this end time. Now, let's look at from verse 10 that we have read. From verse 10 to verse 13, we'll be dealing with the assurance of what God has put in us because we believe. It does not matter whether the whole world stands to mock you. It does not matter whether people became so foolish in their thinking. I see a lot of people propounding theories in this end time. I see a lot of people in their quest for liberty, for independence from the word of God and from the Lord Jesus Christ. They are becoming more and more foolish, giving themselves unto vanity. Regardless of all of that will be paraded before your eyes all the time, I want you to deeply know in your heart what God has done for you, what God has placed in your life. The Bible says, he that believes on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believeth not God has made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Now, if a man will not believe, there are two things that is going to happen to him. Number one, he declares God to be a liar. By that, he makes himself to be directly in opposition against the Almighty God. And the Bible says, woe to him that striveth with his maker. Any man that will not position himself in the truth of God's word by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is already on a war path against the Almighty God. And I don't know who is that man that striveth with his maker and succeeds. I don't know who is that man, no matter how energetic he is, and no matter how many supporters he have, either on earth or from hell, that can prevail when the Lord Almighty stands up to stretch forth his finger of resistance on that life. Those who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, they make God a liar, because they have not believed the record that God gave of his Son. And this is that record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. All that God has packaged together to bless you with as a believer, he packaged them together in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hence, he that has the Son, that's where we are going now, he has life. Now I pray that God will deeply drop an assurance in your spirit that because of your faith in the Son, and because you have received the Son into your life as the Messiah, the Bible says, he that has the Son has life. And he that has not the Son of God has not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. One of the things the devil will do in the end time is to present some flashy foolishness, some things that appear real, but there's nothing inside, to intimidate you as to make you drop the reality of eternal life that you are holding, to make you want to admire that which is empty at the expense of that which is eternal. Now, the purpose of our study here is that you may also know that actually you have eternal life. It doesn't matter where the world system is turning. It doesn't matter all the new theories that men will bring. The truth of the matter is that he that has the Son has life. The life of God is infused into your life because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those that don't have the Son, the Bible says, they have no life. They have no life. I don't want to be apologetic about that. Those that do not have the Son, they have no life. What they have is a camouflage. There is nothing actually there. And when you puncture through their lives, you will just find a hollowness. You just find an emptiness. You just find an ordinary thing that they are trying to make up, a cover up. But today, those that have the Son, those that have come to see Jesus as the Christ, the Messiah, and have embraced him, we want you to know that indeed you have eternal life. And that as you keep believing, it is your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that subdues, overcomes, and dislodges the world system and all its spiritual wickedness. Now, having said that, we now go on to looking at the assurance of our prayer life. The guidepost onto your prayer life, especially in this end time. Now, and I want to introduce that as we look at verse 14. Verse 14 says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." Let's first stop there. This is the confidence that we have in him. I want to inform you, there is no other people, no other person all over the world that can have this kind of confidence that whatever we ask of God, we will receive it. Especially if we ask according to his will, that he hears us. There is no other person anywhere all over the world that have this confidence. In fact, that's why many of them thought that prayer is foolishness. Several people cannot pray because they have never received answer to their prayer. They have never seen any divine support coming to their lives. So they always think that it is only what you can do by your human thinking and your human ability. There's no need to say you are praying. But they are very, very mistaken. They do not understand this because they have no relationship with our Father. One of the greatest privileges you have as a child of God is that you have God as your Father. You have God as your backup. You have God to call upon. And the Bible says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him." Hallelujah. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will. Please, let's now note this issue. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Why does he hear us? Because he has brought us into his family as his sons and daughters because of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the reason why we overcome the world actually is simply because even if the world is confronting you, you don't need to even fight. All you simply need is to make a requisition to heaven. And God will mobilize his forces to subdue Satan ahead of you. He will bruise Satan before you shortly. That's the word of God. That's the scripture. Now, I want you to see something in Romans. Romans chapter 16 before we build on. Romans 16, if you can quickly check. Romans 16. And look at verse 20. "The God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." Now, this is the confidence we have. The confidence we have to go on in this end time as believers is that we have this confidence that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. There is no other person anywhere all over the world that have this assurance. There's no other person that have this kind of confidence that can boldly call God to fight their case and he will respond. Several people thought that they will need to make some effort. Some are using sharp objects to cut themselves. You remember the priests and the prophets of Baal, what they were doing, so that Baal can answer them. That's what many people are still doing today. There are some people that are going on hunger strike. Some people are deciding that they will not marry, either we make God to hear them. No. What makes God to hear us is because we have believed in his son, Jesus Christ. And because by that linking, he has given us power also to become his sons and daughters. Now, if we know that whatever we ask of him, he will hear us, then we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Now, as you go on in your life, in this end time, prayer will be one strong support for your life. Learning to tap the resources from heaven. Knowing and having this assurance, this confidence that whatever we ask of him, he will hear us. Whatever we desire of him according to his will, you are sure that heavens is going to back you up. You are not an orphan. You are not a non-entity. People might look at you as if you have nobody, but I want to inform you today that you have somebody. And that somebody is not just a mere man somewhere. Some people trust in chariots. Some people trust in the arms of the flesh. But we trust in the Lord our God. Look at what David said in Psalm 20. Because all those that have come in faith, in relationship with the Lord, they have come to have this same kind of assurance that saw them through all their challenges in life. Now look at what he said in Psalm 20 and from verse 5. He says, we will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord will fulfill all your petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. You see, that is the assurance, the guidepost of your prayer life. Knowing that no matter what the world system turned to be, you have a Father in heaven who backs you up. That scripture says, we will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. How I wish you will raise up your own banners today. You know what it means to set up your banner. Have you ever seen when they go for march past? Each different group, they carry their banner. And they are going on with confidence because they are hoping that they have a backup. We can set up our banners in the name of the Lord. Some are setting up their banners in the world in the name of one demon, in the name of one other god somewhere. Some are shouting their ideas. But why are you so timid, dear brother? When we know that whatever we ask of him, according to his will, he hears us. If we do know this, that whatever we ask, he will do it for us, then we are sure that our petition of him shall be fulfilled. Say, the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now know I that the Lord saves his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. You see, and though some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and falling, but we are risen and we stand upright. Hallelujah. Now, while we are looking at this, you can overcome the world. That's the truth. You can overcome the challenges of the end time, my brother. And where do we get this confidence? Because we know that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if he hears us, it means that whatsoever we ask, we know that we have that petitions that we desired of him. Now today, as we begin to see how to conclude our study here, we started by saying that God is light, and that we have entered into a fellowship with God the Father, a fellowship with the Son, and a fellowship with the Spirit. And in conclusion here, we are discovering that yes, even as an end time believer, we are not only in fellowship and consonance and covenant relationship with God, we are also in his calendar, in his agenda. We are the object of his love. We are the object of his provision. That's why whatever we ask, he responds to us. Whatever our petition, he will do it. Why do you need to be afraid?
Why do you need to be terrified? Why do you need to be intimidated? Why are you in between opinion? This is the confidence that we have of him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. But I want to underscore one point here before I leave it. If we ask anything according to his will, you see, that's why I said to you the other day, that when you are not in the circumference of God's will, and you are walking in transgression, you have crossed the fence. And I said the next plot outside the fence of God's will is the devil's territory. But once you ask anything according to the will of God, we are sure that he will do it. He hears us. Now, in order to draw that to a conclusion, you now see in verse 16, the kind of thing we can even do with our prayers. The kind of things we can receive when we pray. Verse 16 says, if any man see his brother sin a sin, which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. Can you imagine what we are talking about now? We are talking about you also being brought into a position where you can receive life for men. Where you can receive restoration for those that are going down on the road of perdition. You can see the privilege of prayer coming to you as an end-time believer. Not only the confidence that God will hear you and supply your need and fight for your battles and handle your petitions, that you can even also become an advocate for several men, several women around you that have committed sin, but a sin which is not unto death. Now, what is the sin that is unto death? Now, one of the critical things that we have studied here is the fact of believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, even though every sin, when a man does not repent of it, it will lead him to death. Because the Bible said the wages of sin is death. But you see, the Bible said there is a sin that is not unto death, because a man is still willing to give attention to the efficacy of the blood of Jesus, unto the provision of the death of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. Let me draw something to you quickly in the book of Hebrews chapter 10. Let's look at Hebrews 10 very quickly before we draw that conclusion here. Hebrews 10. Are you here with me now? Now, verse 26. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy, under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorrow punishment suppose he shall he be thought worthy, who has trodden underfoot the Son of God, and has counted the covenant, the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified, an unholy thing, and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Now, so you can see what could constitute a sin unto death as we are looking at it here. Number one, those that have trodden underfoot the Son of God. Now, all through the book of 1 John, we kept looking at the fact that for a man to be victorious, he has got to believe in the Son of the living God. So when a man has trodden underfoot, has declared that the Son of the living God is not relevant for his life, is not relevant for his deliverance, is not relevant for his salvation, he is taking a step towards death. And has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing. Now, these are all the implements of deliverance and salvation. When a man has chosen to ignore all this, that will constitute a sin unto death. But here the Bible says, when we see a man that is still willing to give his life to Christ, even though sin has wrecked him, we can pray and receive life for him. And our prayer will raise him up. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. I hope that when we come
in the next edition to finally do the summary of the book. We'll be concluding on the last issues you need to keep watching in your life as an end-time believer. But in conclusion for today, I want to remind you that number one, the assurance that you have eternal life because you have the Son of God. The assurance, the confidence that whatever we ask of Him, He answers us if we ask according to His will. And that you could even extend that privilege to become an advocate for several men and women around you to receive life for them. You can receive life from God for your friends and for your relatives. As we pray with you today, I do pray that you will see the relevance of Jesus, you will see the glory of His power, and you will commit yourself to Him without reservation. God bless you as our brother leads you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the provision you are giving us. Thank you for what you are holding up to us. We want to ask that you will draw your people to prayer, and as they pray, answer them. Thank you. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Any existence outside Jesus, please note, is not life. Eternal life is the life, and is only in Jesus. Believe Him and come in faith. You are the object of His provision. Stand up today and pray. You will have it for yourself, but more seriously, you can even receive life for others. Pray in the will of God, and God will answer you. Write us today. Our address is Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria.